This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition today here on AM 580. Now joining us with our opening commodity market report, Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 4:51, down 3 1/4 on the open. December, 4:70, down 2 3/4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 3:72, down 1 3/4 on the open. December, 3:92, down 3 1/2. March, 4:10, down 3 3/4. May, 4:21, down 3. July, 4:26, down 2 1/2 on the open. September corn opened at 222, down 2 3/4 on the open. December, 238, down 3 3/4. March, 253 1/2, down 3 1/4. May, 261 3/4, down 3 3/4. July, 271, down 3 1/2. Red line, December, 289, down 2 on the open. September oats opened at 175 1/2, down 2 on the open. December, 184 1/4, down 1 1/4. August soybeans opened at 546, down 5 on the open. September, 551 1/2, down 3 3/4. November, 564, down 4 1/4. January, 577, down 5. March, 588 1/2, down 2 3/4. July, 606, down 4 on the open. August soybean meal opened at 159, down 30 on the open. September, 159 unchanged. August soybean oil opened at 25.25, down 18 on the open. September, 25.18, down 31. At the Merck, August feeder cattle opened at 117.30, down 5 on the open. September, 117.50, unchanged. October, 117.65, down 2 1/2 on the open. August live cattle opened at 88.70, down 10 on the open. October, 92, down 55. December, 90.52 1/2, unchanged on the open. August lean hogs opened at 71.67 1/2, down 17 1/2 on the open. October, 64.60, up 10. December, 61.75, down 5. February, 62, down 2 1/2 on the open. And August bellies open at 74.25, up 20 on the open. Be sure to join us on Wednesday, August 16th, for another one of our AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. It's the first one of the fall season, and we'll be at the AgriGold Research Farms just east of Tuscola, Illinois. All-day events there, including some agronomy panels and some other information. You can call 866-313-2145 for your reservation. Our part of the show, the Outlook panel, getting underway at somewhere between 6 and 6:15-ish in the evening. Panelists for the meeting will include Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities, Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and Bill Mayer of Roach Ag Marketing. That out at the AgriGold Research Farms just east of Tuscola on August 16th. And again, our part of the meeting getting underway in the 6 o'clock hour, shortly after 6 p.m. Joining us on the phone now to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
We're extending Friday's losses this morning, Kurt. And I guess the question on everybody's mind is, where will these prices begin to stabilize?
Well, on the corn, hopefully near today's lows here, the 237.5 during the day trade was the low of the December futures contract posted or defended there back in December. So ideas are that maybe 37.5 could catch it here and give us some stabilization, give us some type of recovery bounce. But the way the market reacted to the report there on Friday, there's some indication or some ideas that the December corn futures could drift down in this low 230 area over time. November bean-wise, a lot of the analysts and technicians is looking maybe towards this 550 level basis in the November futures contract. So we've got several points to watch here over the next few days. The market is incredibly oversold. Wouldn't be surprised to see the market come back and make an attempt to sort of close higher here today and get some type of hook reversal established by 115.
Do you think, though, that longer term, given the nature of crops getting bigger, we're headed for prices, say, in the soybeans closer to $5 by harvest?
Well, we'll see. I think there's tremendous demand underneath the market, even though we've got some decent production prospects and talking about larger carryouts, or say. I think that over time and through here that we're going to see some end users come forward here. When you look back in history, though, you know, if we would say if bean carry out here in the U.S. would grow over time, we could be subject to $5. But, you know, if we keep carry out in this 450 area, I would think maybe this mid to 540 area would catch you here initially.
Even if we do see some stability in these prices on the futures, you wouldn't think that basis would narrow much heading into harvest, however.
That's probably where most of the risk is as a producer here. We got to remember we got two different types of markets. We've got a futures market and we got a cash market. And they're going to widen each other greatly here. The biggest fear is what we saw in the wheat market this last summer. We saw some basis levels as much as $1.10. And I wouldn't be surprised to see some historically wide basis, some extreme volatility in the cash market. It's going to tell the producer you need to probably keep several locations on your screen there where you can deliver grain, because it's going to pay to push the pencil and look at different delivery points.
Do you have any idea or any feeling for what basis might look like in our listening area, you know, Illinois, Indiana?
Well, it's right now, it's much wider than I ever anticipated it to be, but you know, we could get in situations where we could probably add another 10 to 15 cents to the basis as far as you know, seeing it widen that much more as we get in the first part of harvest. Once we get into harvest, I think there's enough demand around. Everybody's going to start to come forward and see that narrow back up. You know, we're already seeing LDPs out in Iowa and Minnesota already. I have some LDP opportunities here in Illinois here fairly quickly.
Turn your attention then to the wheat. I see Kansas City testing its long-term support, 452 and a quarter today.
Well, we're back down to lower in the range on it. We'll see how this Egyptian wheat business surfaces here. Mainly, too, we'll see how the forecast develops here out west. They've been getting some moisture. It's giving them a little bit of relief, the idea they will be able to get the wheat sown out west and have some moisture to work with near term. So even though the corn and bean market sort of giving up their weather premium here, the wheat market will start to watch their weather forecast and either add or subtract weather premium according to what the moisture situation is out west.
Thanks much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Let's look at the current tick. September wheat now at 451.5, down 2.75. September wheat at the board at 372, down 1.75. D's 392.25, down 1 and make that down 3.25. September corn 222.25, down 2.5. December 238.75, down 3. March 253.25, down 3.5. The red line December 289.5, down 1.5. August beans 550 down 1, September 554.5 down 3/4, November 566.5 down 1.75, November 2007 623 down 2.25. August soybean meal 159.30 unchanged. August soybean oil 25.20 down 23. At the Merck, August feeders 116.90 down 45. August live cattle 88.40 down 40. August lean hogs 71.75 down 7.5.
Support for WILL is provided by Risk Management Commodities. presenting an Agricultural Outlook meeting on Thursday, August 17th at 7 p.m. at the Decatur Conference Center in Decatur, Illinois, with U of I head basketball coach Bruce Weber. Outlook meetings will also be held on August 19th in West Lafayette, Indiana, and on August 21st at 5 p.m. in Logansport, Indiana. More details at 866-837-9027.
Taking a look at Scott Althoff's two-state forecast today. In northern and western sections, partly sunny, with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning. Elsewhere, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible, highs from 80 to near 90. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows from 55 to 65. Tomorrow, sunny, with highs from 81 to 88. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.